Update: Twitter deletes Trump tweets, threatens to ban the president. By Alam Bokhari on January 6, 2021. Update: After this article published, Twitter took its censorship of President Trump to a new level by actively deleting the president's tweets, including a video calling on supporters to peacefully disperse. Twitter also suspended the president's account for 12 hours and threatened to ban him permanently from the platform. The deletion came after Twitter first censored the video and tweets from Trump, preventing users from liking, retweeting, or replying to the tweet because of a risk of violence. The Twitter safety team tweeted about the company's action against President Trump. The company then stated it would permanently suspend Trump from the platform if he violated its policies. In the video, President Trump reiterated his claim that the presidential election was stolen while calling on his supporters to respect law enforcement and peacefully disperse. "I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now," said the president. "We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this, where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election. But we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you, you're very special, you've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated who are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home, and go home in peace." This was the third message Trump posted on Twitter calling for peace after people holding Trump flags stormed the U.S. Capitol building and clashed with police. "I am asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful," tweeted the president earlier in the afternoon. "No violence. Remember, we are the party of law and order. Respect the law and our great men and women in blue. Thank you. Please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They are truly on the side of our country. Stay peaceful." Breitbart News has reached out to Twitter for comment. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His new book, #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, is currently available for purchase.